I wonder, I bet you they could probably do some tests on that, you know, on the colors of dogs and what people react to.
Reason.
God. Do you think we're going to roll over and lay dead, Lois? We're going to fight this damn thing, and we're going to get her back. Well, sure she has. She's a sweet and wonderful child. Well, nobody's going to let her down, Lois. You don't even think about it. Because Father's on top of this thing. He is very much on top of this thing. Any place, I'm not going to go any place where he's not already on top of it. I mean, I know Father has made plans, you know, to approach this from every different angle. If they make any kind of move, we're going to be there with a counter plan and counter strategy to get it. There's no way we're going to allow one of our children to be snatched up under us. way they are.
And they'd all take their shots, and buffalo, they scream, "You liar!" So all the guys that were shooting, they all stood up, all these guys looking, you know, how stupid they are, fried their guns and everything, and the poor buffalo laying out there dead, and these little misfits, sort of say, what they thought were misfits in the society, were screaming, "This, you liar!" And then they run across this stupid kid, and he says this to them in an Okie accent when they're so racist. If any place, you know, in the South, they've done some things, you know, down there. The Ku Klux Klan, of course, has come up to Northmore. But we are just as racist in our ways, but they have done things so openly down there, you know, to show their bigotry. And anyway, he was had a good message, and I was telling her about this. He says, "Oh, Lois, I don't want to hear about it." I said, "If you don't want to hear..." I said, "I think that is something that you wouldn't face up to what the world is like. That, you know, that that people do these things. They actually run these buffaloes out there and shoot them and just let them drop. And, you know, horrible things." And he said, talking, and these kids even saw their counselor smiling as he was shooting. He showed him. And then they said, "Oh, look at old so-and-so smiling." And it sort of seemed before that to show you how these men are. He was their counselor, and he had a trunk full of pornography and all kinds of crap, you know, lewd pictures and stuff, and he was going to bring these holy kids, going to turn them all into the juvenile hall, and then one of the boys stood up to him and said, well, he threw the trunk open and said, "Look at this stuff." He says, "We could have you arrested, you know." And so they held him down by that over his head, and then they went out to this buffalo shoot, see. Well, the kids all returned later and tried to stampede the buffaloes, but the buffaloes all just ran a little ways and then stood. And this one kid was so upset over it, he grabbed the pickup. At about that time, the hunters came in the morning, because they were camped someplace else, away from the buffalo. They might get smell the stink, you know. And so he grabbed the pickup truck that they had there, and ran out that way, and the buffalo shooters started shooting, and they killed this kid, but he caused the buffaloes to stampede anyway, and they just ran and ran and ran, and they just kept running, like almost like his spirit had come out of him and just kept him charged, you know. It was quite a thing to see. I thought it was a very well done movie for anybody that has that kind of mind to pick up on those things, but the rest of them would never.
What was the name of that movie again?
It was called something about the Buffalo Shoot. I can't remember now what the name was.
I've heard about that movie from somebody else, but I don't know the name of it.
Yeah, it should be shown. I think it would be a good thing to show it to our kids, get that movie.
Uh-huh.
And show it in the church to show, you know, how it is.
Well, we can see if we can get it. I mean, Trump has a way of getting...
Yeah,
getting
it has... in fact, how these kids work together and kind of, even though they have the misfit label, and they work together and they do it, you know, out of it. and I heard him on the weekend. I mean, there's no way that he got through on 18 trucks and travel 3.5, 4 hours a day. You know, that's his study period right there a day. And I had gotten B's and an A the semester before, so it shows definitely, you know, there was a problem in trying to get it, you know, acquired, so it wouldn't go against my charity, even though that did happen down there. That's all that happened down there. It had nothing more than I crossed some of the instructors, and they were damn goddamn women. You know, I got all B's in college from men, and an A I got. And here in this college, I crossed this damn English teacher. And I crossed those men. I crossed them. One was a Mormon in my public speaking class. He gave me a B. And I called him on racism.
Oh, boy.
I crossed the son of a bitch and women to show you the bastards they are. And they just say they are so liberated, some of these college professors, women. You ought to see them. I crossed her about, she said something about, it was a communist behind it or something, and I called her on it. You know, it was a what it was she showed the animal farm, and she said that's the way it is in communism. I said, I don't think that he wrote that way. I said he was writing about all governments that become corrupt, you know, and I said I don't think he was putting it on. And I said, the movie showed it, communist plot. And I think the guy's dead. And I said, does he know, if that man was living, would he have allowed that movie to be published like that? I said, that is a propagandized movie to propagandize our minds to believe that communism or any other government besides ours is not right. And I said, there is always good in everything. You know, and I, you know, I stood up again, and you know that son of a bitch gave me about 3 or 4 F's after that.
My
writing. Yeah, I can show you the papers. And and then I ended up with a C in the damn class. He's the only one, but I crossed all those other men.
Well, did he think you were a communist, or?
I don't know what she thought. I clearly established that I'm not, and I don't ever intend to go to China or any place like that, but I think that people should share their views and learn from each other.
Uh-huh.
And should be open-minded and not just close up and clear out, but because everything has some good.
And you got that, that's horrible.
Yeah. But see, because I crossed her.
Uh-huh.
A goddamn woman, because women fight all their lives, see. First, to be acknowledged, and I get to be professors or something. They think you know a little bit. I got.